This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Discussions about adding a professional administrator to the city of La Crosse have come up in the past, but the idea may take a step forward tonight as the La Crosse City Council takes up the idea. Council members may even place the question about hiring an administrator on next April's ballot. The majority of city council members seem to favor an administrator now, but the idea is opposed by La Crosse Mayor Matt Harder and a few other groups that are not in favor of adding another layer to city government. I recently talked with two veteran city council members who debated the merits of the idea. Jim Bladorn opposes it, while Dick Swantz favors it. I asked Swantz how hiring an administrator would help the city of La Crosse.
I think the main reason is we are not functioning as well as we could function in terms of an organization. I mean, that's what a city government is. It's people at work there. It has jobs to get done. It brings in revenue. It spends tax money. And that whole operation could function better. My examples of that would be middle management, or if you want to call them top management, which are the department heads. They are pretty good at what they do. In fact, some of them are very good at what they do. But they never meet together. And in fact, they in some ways are discouraged from meeting together. It would seem to me, and in any high-performing organization, you got to get all the people together on the same road and have sort of a direction that's set by the council, but then is orchestrated and put in place by a top administrator. Those department heads then would be working together better than they are now, and which wouldn't be difficult, quite frankly. They'd be held accountable by this individual. I mean, just to make the organization function at a higher level. That's the main reason. There's a lot of other details in the bushes on that, but it just struck me when I got elected to the council and saw how the organization operates. It's not that it operates poorly. I mean, Jim's a council member. I'm a council member. We take our work very seriously. But we spend time on the council floor debating whether we should have jeans day or not. I don't think that belongs on the council floor. I mean, that's something that somebody ought to make a decision on somewhere else. Or there are other things we get involved in where, quite frankly, I don't think it's the best use of our time.
So when you talk about something like getting the department heads together, why isn't that something that like the mayor or the city council could do currently?
Well, the council members really don't report to the mayor. That's not by accident. That's by design. The mayor has sort of it's a very important job, and it has a lot of authority in terms of implementing things and the like, but council members are evaluated and report to a committee. I don't know. I'm sure there are some places, but I've never worked anywhere where I reported to a committee. I reported to someone and was held accountable to that someone. So it's the system. It's not the people that are in it. It's the system that I think could be vastly improved by having an experienced, educated, trained manager work with the council in getting the system in better shape.
And Jim Bladorn, you don't support the idea of La Crosse having a city administrator. Can you say why?
Absolutely. And there are numerous reasons for that. First off, I think that it's important to know that I believe that Mr. Swantz and I are absolutely on the same page in wanting the best for the city and wanting to improve what we have. And there is some room for improvement. I don't believe, however, that the solution is to throw more money at a problem. We already have all the tools in place to do exactly what needs to be done, and the problem is we haven't done it. And I agree that the department heads need to work cohesively. But again, we have the tools in place to do that. Now, Mr. Swantz said that he's never worked for a committee. He's always reported to someone. Well, I guess as a council member, as an elected official, I really do work for the largest committee in the world, the city, the constituents, the taxpayers. Those are the people that we all work for. And business owners work for their customers. So I guess we all, by definition, work for a committee or some other body by definition. Each department head has a board commissioner committee, sometimes more than that, depending on the number of hats they wear, that actually direct them. And what has happened, on all of these committees are council members. What has happened is we have not paid attention to the areas of expertise of the council members and made sure that they were on the appropriate committees based on their areas of expertise. But rather, in some cases, we've been more concerned about who has what kind of power. And that's pretty much inappropriate. And that's a political process that does need to be fixed. But the bottom line is, each one of these boards, commissions, or committees that the department head reports to has the authority to be something other than a rubber stamp for that department head. And they don't do that. Each and every one seems to be a rubber stamp for the department instead of providing direction to the department. And if we were to take planning, public works, finance and personnel, the police and fire commission, whatever, and actually had these committees provide some direction and guidelines to these department heads, we would have that fixed. In a strong council, weak mayor, form of government, this is the way it's supposed to work, but we just have been kind of lacking the direction on the city council. We need a little more leadership on the city council, I think, that will provide this direction. Because when I see the results of the department head evaluations that are done by the council members annually, these evaluations are really pie-in-the-sky rubber stamps instead of actually being a useful tool for the city. So I don't believe the problem lies in needing more direction at the top. I think the problem lies in probably getting the appropriate people on the right committees in the council. And some of that is done by the mayor, some of that is done by the council president. Wherever these things come from, we have all this expertise. We need to use it. We need to use the tools we have instead of throwing more money at a problem that the taxpayers of La Crosse can't afford.
And Dick Swantz, you've basically said that creating a city administrator would make things more efficient. What sort of efficiencies are you looking for within the La Crosse government?
In my dream world, what would happen here is the city council, with the help of an accomplished, trained administrator, the help. I mean, when it comes to setting a vision for this city, what do we want this place to look like 5 years from now or 10 years from now? What are the issues we need to address in council business? Where do we want to appropriate resources? The council makes those decisions, not an administrator. But the administrator is skilled at bringing people together and having them develop a vision and have that be a living vision. I mean, we haven't had, since I've been on the council, we've had two shots at having some kind of a developing of a plan or a strategic plan, and really it didn't go very far or very well. It dies. I mean, it sits on a shelf. It really doesn't become a living part of the organization. I think a trained and educated leader could do that. I mean, the examples are just all over the place. I've been taking notes talking to people. You know, did you know that, for instance, we have four resolutions that constitute a travel policy? We don't have a travel policy. We've got four resolutions that constitute travel policy.
So you'd like someone to develop
put it
a
together,
travel policy.
Right. I mean, and so people have an idea of how we operate. I mean, it's a matter of orchestrating, I guess.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. My guests today are Jim Bladorn and Dick Swantz, La Crosse City Council members who are debating the idea of whether or not La Crosse should hire a city administrator. And Jim Bladorn, do you think things are running efficiently in La Crosse?
Not as efficiently as they could be. I think probably we haven't, to my recollection, ever fired a department head. And maybe instead we just keep giving them raises. And maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's absolutely wrong. Somebody came to me the other day and said, I'm so glad you're against the city administrator. I used to live in Sioux City and we had to fire five of them. I think that's kind of interesting. I didn't follow up to verify that, but it was somebody that I know has never lied to me in the past that I've known for a number of years. So that kind of makes me a little nervous. But I also see that because we've never fired a department head, the same thing might happen to an administrator.
Yeah, I mean, who would
that's
it
really,
be up to?
That's really key. I mean, I was shocked. Here's another example, okay? I was shocked when I got on the council to find out that every single department head has just cause. And they have just cause the day they start to work. Now, I may not know what just cause is, but
yeah,
just cause is, it makes it very challenging to do the things that Jim's pointing out. This position would not be a just cause, but this would be at will. So you can be fired at any time. Just cause means the process goes like this. If you have a concern about an individual, you must tell him you have a concern about the his performance. Then you must sit down and develop a plan with that individual. Then you have to modify or moderate that plan and finally get to a point where you might have enough evidence. It's no different than teachers, for instance, when they start in a teaching career, normally have maybe 3 or 4 years of what's called probation. During that time, they can be dismissed for any reason other than obviously discrimination kind of thing. But otherwise, their performance isn't up to it, goodbye. I was involved in that a lot. But once they hit that, once they're out of probation, they're covered by just cause. Now it becomes a real issue. And I've been involved in those too, but I can tell you a great deal of energy has to go into removing someone that has the protection of just cause. So Jim's right. I mean, I don't see a lot of happening either, but who would even do that, see? I mean, if in fact we
had... Would it be the city council?
Well, how's the 17 part-time council members going to do this? If we have an individual, a department head, who isn't performing well, first of all, I'll start with these evaluations that Jim referenced. A good evaluation ought to be something based on goals. I mean, what is it we want you to do, Mr. Let's say it's the head of the street department. What are the things we want you to get done? Now, we at the end of the year, we evaluate whether we got them done or not. I mean, that is not built into the system we have now. But the point is, even who's going to monitor this? I mean, I'm down at City Hall way too much already, and I'm sure Jim's down there a lot too. But I like it because it gets me engaged, and I get a chance to see how the city functions. I'm just saying that as well-intended as us council members are, I don't see us being able to do what needs to be done when it comes to providing direction, evaluating performance, and bringing the entire organization together to work in a direction that we think the city ought to be going. I think that needs help, and that essentially is what an administrator does.
Did you want to say anything, Mr. Bladon?
One of my concerns is we're already a little top-heavy on the management side, and adding another layer that insulates the management of the city from the taxpayers is problematic and certainly undemocratic. But I can't help but go back to the middle 50s when Milo Knutson was mayor, and there was an issue. The mayor's position actually went from part-time to full-time at that point. There was only a 2 or 3% difference in population, but then the position went from part-time to full-time, and there was a big push either for a city manager or to require the mayor then to not have outside employment. For those of us that are old folks, we remember that Milo Knutson, who later on went on to become state senator, was a commentator on a local radio station, and so
mayor.
And long before. And what they were really attempting to do was to stifle that voice, to take away the authority of the mayor, and make sure that. And that it was unfortunate, but that was the first time that I remember talking about a city manager was as another means to do away with the authority of the mayor. So this is nothing new. Every mayor is a different personality, and sometimes there's a rub, sometimes there's not. I personally feel this mayor is doing a very good job. I'm not so sure the last one did. I'm sure that other people have exactly the opposite views. They think the last one did a great job, and this one isn't doing so well. You know, those personality things and those political things are always going to happen. But I'm very, very concerned that this really is a political issue. It has a tendency to add another level of bureaucracy. It's just something that in a free and democratic society I don't think is appropriate. And we should be able to take some of this money and spend it so, for example, we don't reduce the hours that the library is open as we've had to do. And so we don't have to add special fees on a simple window replacement that's absolutely unnecessary. But it all has to do with the fact that I believe that the council needs to step up, use their boards and committees to work with the department heads, and just simply get the job done that they were voted in to do. None of us do this for the pay. The hourly rate is lousy.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, is the position of city administrator, is that something that the city of La Crosse can afford right now? And is there any talks of what a salary would look like?
Well, there's been talks about salaries, and you know, we're going to take different positions on that, obviously. I know Jim has said this quite often. He doesn't feel we can afford it, and that's one of the major reasons we shouldn't be doing it. My position is we can't afford not to do it. I mean, this is a huge organization that, in my estimation, I said it the other day at Finance and Personnel, it's a rudderless ship. That's just when something comes, we go this way. When something comes, we go that way. We deal with these issues that come before council, but there isn't any overall plan and thinking about where we want this city to be 10 years from now. We just deal with stuff as it comes to us. And it's sort of like there were times when I was a school administrator, I felt like I was keeping all the balls in the air. And someone said, well, what's up there? I don't know. I just got to keep them in the air. I mean, I don't want to drop one. Contrary to what Jim says, I think this is political. This is not an attack on the mayor. I was pushing for this under the other mayor. This is just a matter of doing business better than we're doing it. And it is a business. It's a big business.
Do you think any cuts would have to be made within local government if this position was created?
That'll be a decision the council will have to make. I mean, we have department heads, several of them, that make more than $100,000 a year. If departments could be combined, like the mayor has been suggesting lately, there can be significant savings. One of the things in the job description that is part of the ordinance is that the expectation is, quote, to prepare for council adoption a plan of administration, including an organizational plan which defines authority and responsibility of all non-statutory positions. That's essentially saying, after you're here for a while and you take a look at what people do, is there a more effective and efficient way of utilizing people? And that doesn't mean people have to necessarily get laid off or fired. It can be built into an attrition plan. I mean, there are businesses that do this. They know that this is where they want to go. They know when certain people are going to retire. And you build a plan in so you can move in a direction. That's long-term thinking. And we don't do that. I'm just telling you, we do not do that.
And Jim Bladorn?
One of the things that Dick mentioned a little earlier that I found kind of interesting was we have four different travel directions on the books, and that's fine. But where is the blame for that? I think probably what comes down to is the F&P committee, the Finance and Personnel Committee, hasn't directed the personnel director to fix that. And I think that's one of the problems that we have is some council members or many council members, by the time they learn what they're doing on the council, and right now over half of the council has not been there, has only been there less than one term. So by the time somebody gets on the council, it seems like they get frustrated, tired, decide not to run again, or somebody says, well, I can fix all of this, and we'll run against them. You know, it's a difficult situation because it takes a little learning curve on the council also. But I guess the bottom line is the council is not directing the department heads now, and this is where the problem is. And because the council seems to be abdicating their responsibility, should we spend $250,000 a year by the time you hire an administrator and pay benefits and staff? And $250,000 a year is probably pretty realistic.
For a city administrator?
Yeah, to start. And the county is spending more than $250,000 on their administrator right now per year by the time you add staff to him. And that's just, so in La Crosse County, we should be spending $500,000 on just administrators? We can't afford it. We're already taxed to death. We're already driving businesses out. We're just doing these things that we don't do what needs to be done. We've been ignoring infrastructure, and we've had these pie-in-the-sky ideas that really need to be fixed. We need to get back on track, realize that we have to take care of the streets, we have to take care of the stormwater, we have to do all of these infrastructure things instead of trying to create jobs and build buildings for people that come to town or say they're going to create jobs. We need to get out of private enterprise and start limiting government to doing what it is supposed to be doing.
So how would, if a city administrator is created in La Crosse, how would that change the role of the mayor, and how would it change the role of the city council? How would it affect your jobs?
Well, it would change the role of the mayor from the standpoint of he or she would have very little to do with the day-to-day operations of City Hall. The mayor would still run council meetings. The mayor would still veto legislation. The mayor would still make appointments to committees. The mayor would still be the official representative of the city. All of that but would stay in place. But this position of administrator would be the one responsible for the day-to-day operations of City Hall. It is not a policy-making position. It's a position that would help the council set policy.
Jim Bladorn, do you see your position or the mayor's position changing much, or just the same way that Dick Swantz described?
I see it very much the way Dick described it. I guess that I am thinking about this, and I'm thinking going back a half a century to today, and we went from a part-time mayor to a full-time mayor, and now we're talking about adding a full-time administrator with a population change of 2 or 3%. And I believe that back then, the city council and the city administration was responsible for funding the school districts. This was before the unified school district system. So the city had a whole lot more responsibility back then than it does today. Today, their real responsibility is primarily infrastructure, although some of the department heads and some of the committees have added a lot of things to the city that really it doesn't belong in the business of doing.
Jim Bladorn and Dick Swantz are La Crosse City Council members on opposite sides of a debate over whether or not the city should hire a city administrator. The council meets tonight and could even place the question of hiring an administrator before voters in a referendum next April. Coming up in the next half hour, La Crosse County is holding a public hearing next week that could impact the future of digital billboards. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.